Puff of Smoke, off we go. Freight Train Boogie show number 342 is on the air. I'm Bill Frater, coming at you each week, mostly from Santa Rosa, California, bringing you the best in new, mostly independent, mostly Americana music releases. Getting permission from the artists and someone who works with them is what I try to do to try to keep things more or less legal. People are still afraid of music on podcasts, and I've been doing it for many years. Nothing to be afraid of here. Appreciate you supporting the Freight Train Boogie by putting some money in the tip jar. A lot of people have been doing that lately. Just $5 a month is really pretty awesome. If we had another 10 or 20 people doing that, we would meet our expenses. Of course, I also want to remind you about Americana Boogie Radio. That's been fun. Going to feature the new album by John Doe, of course, from X. His new album is called Westerner, recorded in Arizona, produced by Howie Gelb and Dave Way and John Doe. And great stuff. This tune is called Get On Board. FTB Podcast has all the playlists. Let's get her going. Get on board. John Doe.
Get on board this train. We gotta get on board this train. You might get to choose where you get on board, but we gotta get on board this train. You can choose your seat on this train. On this
water around and it's blowing all day. A tool for each job and each tool in this place. Whistling along to a song on the radio while he pokes through a mason jar full of nuts and bolts. Lawnmowers and vacuums, windows with the glass all cracked. TV screens gone blank as cataracts. He'd take them all apart when he got them up on his bench. And one by one, he'd bring them back to life again. He's the fix-it man, the fix-it man. He can't put it back together, then it was never worth a damn. Maybe he's crazy for trying to save what's already gone, or just an analog hero in a world full of zeros and ones. To have a wife, but she passed a couple years ago. Someone thought he had a daughter out in New Mexico. Grew up in the Depression, it's a lesson that he'll never forget. There's nothing so broken, ain't life left in it yet. For the fix-it man, yeah, the fix-it man. He can't put it back together, then it was never worth a damn. Maybe he's crazy for trying to say what's already gone, or just an analog hero in a world full of zeros and ones. Now your phone's made in China and your car is made in Japan. Child labor sewing clothes in Malaysia and Vietnam. Hell, it ain't even broken and we're going for the upgrade. Nobody thinks twice about what we're really throwing away. Fix-it man, yeah, the fix-it man. He can't put it back together, then it was never worth a damn. Maybe he's crazy for trying to save what's already gone, or just an analog hero in a world full of zeros and ones.
In these arms of mine, gotta let you know. don't wanna let you go. Sweet is the honey, soft is the rain. Can you hear me calling, calling out your name? Gotta let you know. So shine on, Southern moon. Deep is the river, and lonely are the nights. I can't have you with me, I need you by my side. Gotta let you know. Never let you go. I need some cool, cool water and warm sunshine. Give me your lightning in a bottle and some homemade wine. I'd take that long road to Memphis if it brings me back to you. So shine on, Southern.
Very cool. Nice harmonica there. Mickey Raphael taking care of that. That's new music from Derek Hoke, Southern Moon, title track. One of those artists who is perfect for the Freight Train Boogie because a lot of people haven't heard of him. And I've got two or three albums by him. And, you know, go to the website, FDB Podcast, and there's always links to the artist to find out more about them. There's usually videos and stuff. You know how things are on the interwebs. And, of course, a link to how to order or download their album from Amazon or whoever else. Mark Aurelian there, too. Another great artist. He's out of New England. For a Song, the name of his new album. We heard Analog Hero, Mandy Roden, and New John Doe. Get on board. Apparently, John was good friends with the author Michael Blake, who wrote Dancing with Wolves, I think. Anyway, he's got a quote inside saying, "In the end, inspiration is everything." Quote from Michael Blake, and it has lots of pictures of horses and John Doe riding horses. Apparently, they used to, ride horses together. And he visited Michael just before his death in Arizona, before he worked on this new album called The Westerner. All right, little inside information. Let's keep things in East Nashville. Derek Hoke from East Nashville. Band called Stone Cupid. New album called The Cardinal. I think it's their debut album. Band led by Julie Christensen. And they do a nice version of a Chuck Prophet tune called Would You Love Me? It's the Freight Train Boogie.
Staring at the screen, they're dragging Jesus from the town. It don't look good for me. Well, if I had a bucket, or better yet, a spoon, I'd go down to that river, baby. Bring that river home to me. Would you love me? Would you really love me? Oh, would you love me? Would you really love me? Elvis rode the wheels right off the gravy train. They could have shut that motor down, but they rode it just the same. Oh, and the women threw their panties. Yeah, and the women threw. Elvis hung his head and said, they'll forget me when I'm gone. When I'm gone. Would you love me? Would you really love me? Oh, would you love me? Would you really love me? Did I wake you up? I still got this box of band-aids here from the night we patched things up. Oh, there's still some at the bottom. Yeah, I got the box right here. If I could hold that moment to my chest, I swear I'd disappear. Would you love me? Would you really love me? Oh, would you love me? Would you really love me?
Boy, you better listen. You know a man like me shouldn't own a gun. like country music, do you?
What if I do? What's it to you? And if you like country music, then I guess you're not so bad. You like country music, do you?
What if I do? What's it to you?
Well, if you like country music, then I guess you're not so bad.
Sonny, who are you voting for this year?
Well, Merle Haggard, I thought that's what we decided on.
You're a hummingbird, you breathe so fast. Your lungs are full, your lips are glass. Your wings so thin, work so hard, as I kneel down.
And Mr. John Doe from the new album called The Westerner, and that one's called Go Baby Go. Helping out on vocals, Debbie Harry. Yeah, sort of in the same, general fraternity. And John Doe, of course, was from X, and he's got a new book out too called Under the Big Black Sun, A Personal History of L.A. Punk. And we also heard from Sonny Sweeney and Brennan Lee. This is a great tune. I don't think there's an album, but it's especially poignant. Well, for a couple of reasons, because it's kind of political without meaning to be political, meaning the only thing they could both agree on was Merle Haggard. And at the end it says, who are you voting for? Well, I'm voting for Merle. Anyway, I'm not sure about the exact availability of that. You can get it somewhere or other. I'll find something. I don't think it's on an actual album. Rod Melancon, He's got a new release called L.A. 14, and A Man Like Me Shouldn't Own a Gun. All right. Having some fun, Freight Train Boogie show number 342. Of course, on Flipboard, I have something called Americana Boogie Music that when I remember, I find little interesting stories, and I put them up there. Flipboard's kind of fun as a news aggregator. I also do a weekly column in No Depression called Radio Friendly, where it puts the spotlight on DJs all over the world, having some international ones of late. And you can find that at nodepression.com. It's called Radio Friendly. Comes out on Fridays. And, of course, Americana Boogie Music, which is the radio station I got going, americanaboogie.com/radio. And, of course, we're on your Facebook, too, under Freight Train Boogie. New album by a couple, I've never heard of them, but they've been together for a number of years, singers, songwriters, Mark Mandeville and Rianne Richards. Really pretty harmonies, grain by grain, nice pedal steel work. Grain by Grain, the name of the album, and this one's called That Old Machine. Seems like it has that right feeling. It's the Freight Train Boogie Show. Thank you.
just work hard for an honest day's pay. Close out the doors and gone are the days.
I was living it up, drinking them down, down at the Rising Star Inn. My new song just put me into the money, and I sure had me some friends. They were gathered around me like flies around honey. The crowd was the size of my head when this ancient old man with a whiskey-stained voice stepped up beside me and said, "It wasn't so long ago that I was their hero, high living, not giving a damn. Now on their scale, I'm not even a zero. They don't even know who I am. But I wanted to tell you, congratulations. Now you're the toast of the town. But be nice to them, son. On your way up, meet him again coming down." He said, "The strings on my guitar, they're covered with rust," as the sequin fell from his suit, "and my name's fading off the side of my bus. There's holes in the soles of these boots, and those fair-haired young ladies and my fair-weather friends, you know, they're not around. But be nice to him, son. On your way up, you'll meet him again coming down. Easy come, honeys, easy go money, and easy to please roaring crowds. It's easy believing they'll go on forever when your head's up there in the clouds. But they won't, and don't say nobody warned you. Your pretty green pastures turn brown. Be nice to them, son. On your way up, you'll meet them again coming down." Now his words went in one ear and right out the other, as a lady slipped into my arms. I finished my beer and ordered another, as the lady turned on all her charms. Then we danced out of sight and made love through the night, till I dozed off just before dawn. And when I woke up, I was wrinkled and gray and broke, and the lady was gone. So I stumbled back down to the Rising Star Inn and sat at the bar by myself. And nobody noticed, cause they were all busy, gathered around someone else. Then shaking my head, I softly said, as I picked up an old sequin I found, "Be nice to him, son. On your way up, you'll meet them again coming down. Easy come, honeys, and easy go money, and easy to please roaring crowds. It's easy believing they'll go on forever when your head's up there in the clouds. But they won't, and don't say nobody warns you. When your pretty green pastures turn brown, be nice to them, son. On your way up, you'll meet them again coming down." You know, I tried to warn him. He wouldn't listen. His manager asked me to open for him. Said it'd be an exciting opportunity. Hell, they even had me sweeping the stage when everybody else had gone home. Be nice to him, son.
I spent most of my life in a house with no windows. Lights are always dim, lit, never knowing where the wind blows. A condemn keeper makes me feel right at home, but the life that I'm living makes me feel all alone, all alone. For 20 minutes at a time, she keeps me warm and tight. If she let me take her, I'd bring her home tonight. We'd settle down and keep the peace and leave that life behind. Wouldn't trade it for the world, wouldn't trade it for all time, not for all. The table, and if you've got the notion, I'm willing and able. This dollar in my pocket is gonna burn away the blues, gonna burn the fire between us, as long as you let it do, as you let it do. Is over and all the loaves grown cold. The house that I call a home is sure to close. I wander back to the ones that I call my own and sleep in a house or that I can't call my home, not my home. On the table, and if you got the notion, I'm willing and able. This dollar in my pocket is gonna burn away the blues, gonna burn the fire between us, long as you let it do, as you let it do.
Trouble sometimes. Well, there's a couple of darling sitting at the bar, and I can't remember what I should say. So I have another beer, watch a young dude stare at the skin thrown all over this place. Well, I better get a shot. I'm high, but I'm not good at looking like I just don't care. With a mouth full of dust, I stumble and cut. Hell, you gotta start somewhere. And I don't know why I get lost in the trouble sometimes, and it's hard to say goodbye and move it on down the line. I get lost in the trouble sometimes. Memories fade away with every passing sign. The word she says escapes me as I think of mine. Highway 59 to the end of the line, Alabama and the Gulf of Mexico. Well, I stumble from the car, spill the beer from my jar. How I got here, I just don't know. Well, everything don't last like a drunk with a past. Take what's left to the edge of the shore. Throw it in the ocean with love and devotion and scream to the heavens no more. And I don't know why I get lost in the trouble sometimes, and it's hard to say goodbye and move it on down the line. I get lost in the trouble sometimes. We'll be right back.
drift off memories. Sometimes it seems I'm trapped and you're the one that's free. Last night I stood where the skid marks were. I thought about you and I thought about her. Cassette tapes and teenage dreams. Wondered what the hell it all means. And yesterday I saw an old friend. He just smiled and said, remember when?
Finishing off FTB podcast number 342 with Jay Stott. He calls his music rueful Americana and roots music. The album's called Dirt and Heartache. We're here to remember when. Ned Van Gogh in there. Town Mountain, good bluegrass band out of Asheville, North Carolina, did House with No Windows from their album called Southern Crescent, a recent release. Also from Dreamer, a tribute to Kent Finley, we heard Adam Carroll doing Be Nice to Him, Son. Of course, all the information is at ftbpodcast.com. Appreciate you following Freight Train Boogie. Appreciate you liking it. And, definitely appreciate you putting some money in the tip jar. $5, $10, $15 is greatly appreciated. Check out Americana Boogie Radio. And one more from the new album by John Doe called The Westerner. This one's called Sweet Reward. Take care of each other.
He was freshly shorn, and the moon was weak, and an empty street stretched out before him. He was 39 on December 10th, with a birthday 2 weeks away. The train went clickety-clickety beneath his feet, and his clothes didn't fit so good anymore. He could see his breath as he rode between the coach and the dining car. Home seemed so far away, but he got there in less than half a day. He knew the world had kept spinning all the time he was gone, but he couldn't say how it had changed. She talked to him quietly, looked him in the eye and said, you can stay as long as you like. He smiled a little smile when she opened the window and let a little breeze inside. He split two cords of wood and he painted the fence and he ate good food every day. She got him a job fixing cars for her uncle. He liked getting dirty, then getting clean. And when he laid down at night and held to her hand, he thought, this is my sweet reward. This is my sweet relief. This is what I waited for. This is what I've been praying for.